Coach, it looked like 42 came in there and hurt you off the bench tonight. He gave, it seemed like he gave a lot of energy.
Brendan?
Yeah. I think where our numbers are down are in the front court. And I think where fatigue showed up with our club tonight, obviously coming off the double overtime thing at Princeton, highly emotional, very charged. I thought that we were going to hit the wall at some point and hopefully get the guys through it. I think it was clear it was in the second half. I think it was in the low post. And I think Brennan was part of that whole situation, and they get the 4 and 5.
Can you assess how Drew did against Chatter tonight, especially coming off such a, as you said, an emotional night, 33 points? It seemed like he was solid out there despite having put out so much effort.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said to you guys during the week, I think the first go-around with Drew and Ibby, I think it was a tough night for Drew. I think he learned from it the second time. We played Pennsylvania. I think he was stronger tonight. I mean, for my money, Jabber's one of the best kids ever to play in this league. They do an Ivy League All-Star team. He'll be on that. You know, the quick hands. I thought Drew did a much better job tonight than he did the first go around. And certainly that guy's one of the best. Those hands, man. He did one in front of the bench here in the end.
Just didn't sit down.
Even I was like, oh my god. You know, so he's got like pro hands. He's got pro hands and pro quickness. It's no fluke that he's as good as he is defensively.
You're going to be pleased with Evan Harris tonight. Oh, he didn't shoot well. He was working real hard inside.
Yeah, he had a tough night last night, and again for a sophomore in a game like this, the other 7 boards, 11 rebounds. I thought Evan did a good job. You know, we 3 sophomores in the starting lineup, and we're trying to like just get consistency out of him. And I think Evan did a nice job tonight after a disappointing. He started out strong last night, but he was probably a little disappointed in his game.
It seemed like one of the things you can pick up from this game is the defensive effort in the second half. You only allowed him 19 shot opportunities, and it seemed to lock down, get it within 6 for a while there to stay in it. How'd you feel about it?
I felt good about the 3-point field goal defense. You know, Penn was shooting 38. We just had gone through we went through a game last night where the opponent shot 38 3-pointers. 38, and they shot 36%. So knowing coming into the game, Pennsylvania shooting about 38%, knowing that guys like Brian and Mark are really making their threes this year, the challenge was big for us to guard the three-point line. And so for us to come out with a 20% field goal defense against the three-point, I think was real strong. You know, they made some timely baskets for sure in the second half, but we felt good that there were only 19 attempts, for sure. I think the foul trouble hurt us, though. I think it softened us up, the early foul trouble. Getting into the early bonus in the second half.
What major positives can you take away from this trip?
I think we were highly competitive in both games. I think we were in a position to be successful in both games, and that's important. I think we might have finally gotten our conditioning back after the exam period. I think we went into that Yale-Brown weekend, we don't know, and certainly it showed up in the Yale game. Came back the last weekend, still didn't know. I think we found tonight, we've been reasonably tough. I know it may not appear, we've been reasonably tough on the road in the non-league schedule to win at Vermont, to win at New Hampshire, to win at Central Connecticut. And for us, this was really the big challenge, like, okay, can we transfer this road toughness, if you want to call it that, which we were, into an Ivy League back-to-back on the road. This was our first Ivy League back-to-back on the road. So I think we exhibited in both games a level of toughness that we hung around. We hung around. The thing didn't get away from us either night. Last year when we played the overtime game here, a wonderful game against Pennsylvania, go up to Princeton the next night, can't guard the cones on the court. And tonight I think we were just much better. So I think it was good for our club to see that they could do it back-to-back, they could sustain some level of road toughness. That's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the first year nobody's asked me about Princeton. How about that? You guys got Princeton on Tuesday or something like that?
And the Princeton guys didn't ask about Penn either.
That was tradition around here.